Millard Fillmore from lessonsonamericanpresidents.com. Millard Fillmore was born in the Finger Lakes country of New York in 1800. He was the 13th president of the United States, serving from 1850 to 1853. As a youth, he endured the hardships of frontier life and lived in a log cabin. His rise to wealth and the White House demonstrated that through hard work and some ability, an uninspiring man could make the American dream come true. In 1823, he was admitted to the bar. 7 years later, he moved his law practice to Buffalo in New York State. He held state office and for 8 years was a member of the House of Representatives. In 1848, he was elected vice president. He presided over the Senate during the months of nerve-wracking debates over the Compromise of 1850, when the South wanted to leave the Union. The sudden death of President Zachary Taylor in July 1850 elevated Fillmore to president. One of his first bills was the Fugitive Slave Act, in which runaway slaves had to be returned to their owners. Opponents nicknamed it the Bloodhound Law, after the dogs used to hunt escaped slaves. He also saw California become the 31st state and abolished the slave trade, but not slavery, in the District of Columbia. He was quite active with his foreign policy. He championed the rising trade with Japan and sent Commodore Matthew C. Perry to establish relations with the Japanese. He quashed Napoleon III's attempt to annex Hawaii by threatening military action, and did likewise with the British over their efforts to invade Cuba. Out of office, he opposed President Lincoln throughout the Civil War. He died on March 8, 1874.